And
also, those people in the back, can you hear me?
可以啊, 因为我要你们得着最好。
Because I want you to get the best. Today, what we want to talk about is on the word of life.
那么主要虽然说讲到一句话,
there's really just one verse.
也就是我们的主所说的, 我们就一起来读,
and what our Lord has said, let's read it together.
叫人活着的乃是灵,
the Holy Spirit gives life.
我所说的话就是灵, 就是生命。
The words I have spoken to you are from the Spirit.
生命的话,
the words of life.
是话, 然后带着生命,
and it's words along with it with life.
这个生命乃是主的生命,
and this life is the life of our Lord.
借着圣灵所赐给我们的生命,
through the Holy Spirit we get this life.
主的话, 借着圣灵把主的生命赐给我们。
The words of the Lord through the Holy Spirit have given us life.
我们怎么样能够得到这个生命?
How do we receive this life?
得到这个丰盛的生命,
to receive this abundant life.
简单来讲, 我们仍然是要在圣灵的里头, 顺服主的话, 顺服主自己, 我们就得着这个丰盛的生命。
And simply speaking, we need to be obedient in the Holy Spirit to the words of the Lord.
神的话,
the words of God,
圣灵,
and the Holy Spirit,
主的生命,
and the life of our Lord.
我们的主总是要把最好的给到你我。
Our Lord always wants to give us the best.
像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌,
just like the song that we have sung.
我们说经常所要的是次好。
And sometimes we only want the second best.
但神给我们的是最好。
But God wants to give us the best.
那么这个诗歌的作者是 A.B. Simpson。
And the author that is A.B. Simpson.
他有讲到了恩赐, 有医病的恩赐。
And he talked about spiritual gift. He had the spiritual gift of healing.
在教会历史当中是为神所大用的一个神的仆人。
A servant used greatly in the history.
但是他身上有毛病, 他身上有疾病。
But when he has sickness in his body,
他可以为别人祷告,
he can pray for other people and they will be healed.
好像神对他好像很幽默, 开玩笑, 他祷告的时候好像主不垂听。
But God is seemed to be humorous that God did not listen to his own prayer.
但是我们的这个弟兄, 神的仆人他知道, 他得着的是最好。
But our servant, he knows that what he had received is the best.
这个生命是一个丰盛的生命。
And this life is the abundant life.
在路加福音里头，主耶稣就讲了一个比喻, 就讲了祷告的比喻。
In the book of Luke, our Lord had gave a parable, it's a parable on the prayers.
他说你们中间哪有儿子向父亲祈求求饼, 那么父亲不会给他石头。
And who among you, when your sons pray and they ask for the bread, you wouldn't give them him the stone?
儿女如果祈求是鸡蛋, 你不会把那个蝎子给他。
And if the children ask for an egg, you won't give him the scorpion.
他说, 你们虽然不好, 尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
So even though you're not good, but you still know to give your children the best.
何况天父岂不将圣灵求给他的人吗?
How much more the Heavenly Father would give you the Holy Spirit?
神给我们的是最好的。
What God has given us is the best.
这个灵, 这个圣灵是神所应许的圣灵。
And the Spirit was promised by our Lord.
神给我们的是最好,
God had given us the best.
那么我想在人的当中,
and maybe we think that it's not the best.
如果我们讲到人生的目的是什么,
if we talk about what is the purpose of our life,
我们可以说信耶稣罪得的赦免可以上天堂。
Maybe we say we believe in Jesus that we are forgiven our sin and we can go to heaven.
这是对的。
That's true.
但是这个不是救恩的全部。
But that's not the complete gospel.
救恩的主要是叫我们能够磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
And the salvation is so that we can become molded like His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
关于丰盛的生命, 求主怜悯我们, 有的时候我们有许多的误解。
So So about this abundant life, sometimes we have some misunderstanding.
在我们生命的经验里头，我觉得我怎么那么多的难处，那么多的困难。
And we may experience so many difficulties and troubles in our lives.
但是回答是说，生命本来就是有难处，本来就是痛苦的。
Maybe life is filled with, originally filled with many difficulties and hindrance.
在我们的感觉里头，生命应该能够实现你我的梦想。
And we think that the life should fulfill our dreams.
那个也许我用英文讲，Uncle也没有翻中文好了。Okay,
I will try to translate in Chinese.
第一个, perfect health.
第一个是有完全的, 健康。
A comfortable lifestyle.
有一个很舒服的, 生命。
A constant happiness.
常常有, 喜乐。
另外我们有问题的时候，借着祷告，就信心祷告，这个问题马上去解决。
And then when we pray, things will be resolved right away.
但是这不是圣经里头所说到那个丰盛的生命。
But that is not the abundant life that is recorded in the Bible.
神会决定我们的祷告。
God will listen to our prayer.
神会解决我们的问题。
He will solve our problems.
但神的目的呢，是要我们将我们磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
But His purpose is though is to mold us like to into His likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们会经历了许多的难处和痛苦。
So we may experience many difficulties.
在这里头有些话，我们彼此交通劝勉。我们你我的被造乃是为着神的自己。
So we encourage one another. We are created. It's because for our for God's sake.
我们祷告的时候，我们不是要想办法要去改变神。
When we pray, we're not trying to change God.
乃是祷告，乃是说愿他的旨意成就。
That His will be accomplished.
神也把他最好的赐给你我。
That God wants to give the best to us.
叫我们能够磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
So we will become like our Lord Jesus Christ.
很快的，今天将弟兄帮我念了，一起弟兄姊妹一起念这段的圣经。
And our brother had read with us together about this passage.
那么在这段圣经的里头，我们简单来讲，我们可以说犹太人他们有五个问题。
And in this passage, we can see the Jews had five questions.
那么在问这个问题以前,
and before they asked this, these questions,
我们都知道耶稣行了神迹喂饱了5000人。
We know that God, Jesus had performed a miracle to feed the 5,000.
那个结果是什么? 要强逼迫耶稣做王。
And the result is they want to force Jesus to be the king.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他没有做王,
he did not become king.
他要做王, 他要经过十字架,
he need to go through the cross before he become king.
他如果做王, 不经过十字架, 今天你我都没王。
If he hadn't gone through the cross, you and I wouldn't be here.
那神的旨意, 当然也没办法成就。
And the will of God would not be accomplished.
第一个问题, 在27节当中, 那个门徒的回答说, 第一个问题他说, 非常关心主耶稣，他说：“你什么时候到这里来？”
And the first question the disciple asked, "When did you get here?" Asking Jesus.
我们会觉得我们的主的回答是答非所问。And
it seems like Jesus was answering something not about the question.
他说：“我你们不要为必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永远的食物劳力。”
He said, "Do not labor for the food that will perish, but only labor for the food that will last."
这是神的最好。
And that's God's best.
第二个问题，29节，他们继续问说，他们觉得跟随耶稣，那么应该为主做工。And
the second question, they want to follow Christ, they want to work for the Lord.
一个问题是说，主啊，我们应该怎么样为你做工？And
they said, what must we do to do the work of God that God required?
再一次，我们的主好像并没有回答他们的问题。Seems
our Lord did not really answer the question.
主的回答是讲到信。
And his answer is to talk about faith.
信神所差来的就是做神的工。
To believe in the one he has sent, that is the work of God.
我们如果我们一起念啊, 信神所差来的就是做神的工。
The work of God is this.
我们再来一次。
Let's read it again.
信神所差来的就是做神的工。
To believe in the one he has sent.
耶稣这句话是什么意思?
So what does he mean by this?
在我们的思想里头, 我们总是要为主做这个做那个。
In our thoughts, maybe we want to do this and do that for God.
这是没有错的。
There's nothing wrong with that.
但是我们的源头在哪里？
But where is our source?
我们是在做每一件服事的事上能够看见耶稣。
Can we see Jesus in everything that we do?
我们在开始的时候有没有看见耶稣？
Do we see Jesus in the beginning?
在我们做工的一半的当中有没有看见耶稣？
In the middle of our work, did we see Jesus?
在我们工作结束的时候有没有看见这位主？
Do we see Jesus when we conclude our work?
我想这个是主耶稣所说的。
I think that's what our Lord Jesus said.
那么第三个问题，第三十节，你行什么神迹叫我们能够信你？
The third question is in verse 30. It said, "What miraculous sign have you performed so we can believe in you?"
犹太人要神迹。
The Jews want miracles.
他们要彼得的吃饱。
And they want Peter's.
They want the bread. They want the yeah. 他要地上的食物。
And they want the food on this earth.
因为他们认为这是最好的。
And they think that this is the best.
但耶稣说。我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
But Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life. Those who come before me will not go hungry again, will not be thirsty again."
主耶稣知道犹太人的问题。
Jesus know about the problem of the Jews.
接下来说你们还是不信。
But then you still will not believe.
关键在乎信耶稣。
The key is to believe in the Lord.
相信耶稣所说的话。
To believe what he said.
就是灵，就是生命。
And that is the spirit, and that is life.
第四个问题。
Fourth question.
在四十一页，犹太人讲，耶稣说：“我就是从天上降下来的粮。”
It's in verse 41, and Jesus said, "I am the bread that come from heaven."
犹太人说：“这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣，他的父母不是在我们这里吗？”
And they asked, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know?"
怎么说他是天上的粮呢？
How can you say that he came from heaven?
人是看外表。
People will look at it on the outwards.
人是看暂时。
And they look at temporary things.
但神所看的是永远。
But God look at eternal things.
所看的是最好。
He looks at the best.
就是主耶稣是我生命的粮。
That Jesus is the bread of life.
然后接下来，主耶稣在继续交通就讲到说，我不是天上的粮。他说我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的。
He continues to say that I'm the bread of life and you can eat my flesh and drink my blood.
那么主耶稣在这里特别强调一件事情，我实实在在的告诉你们。
And he emphasized that truly truly I said to you.
当然主耶稣在这里 到底所说是什么意思？
So what does he mean when he said that?
主耶稣所说的吃我的肉喝我的血不是指那个英文来讲就是 physical 啊。
When he said eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, he doesn't mean that physically doing that.
他是指的灵里头是指的 spiritually.
And it's talking about spiritually 是灵性上的。
耶稣为你我挂在十字架上。
Jesus was hung on the cross for you and I.
为你我的罪流血。
To shed the blood for you and I.
哦，为你我而死，为你我从死里复活。
That he died on the cross and he also rose from death for you and I.
你我是一个罪人。
That we are the sinners.
当我们看见主的爱为你我流血的时候，我们就愿意相信他。
When we see the love of God, that we are willing to believe in Him.
那么主的宝血就赦免了你我的罪。
So his blood had forgiven of our sins.
我们就能够享受主的赦罪的平安、满足和喜乐。
That we can enjoy the peace of forgiveness and joy of forgiveness.
这个是所说的，我们可以吃耶稣、喝耶稣的主要意思。
And that's the meaning why how we can eat of the flesh and drink of the blood of our Lord.
然后接下来我们就是要继续来看一件事情。
So continuing, we want to see one thing.
用我们的主耶稣做榜样。
To use our Lord Jesus as the example.
叫人活着的乃是灵。
That is the Holy Spirit who gives life.
肉体是无益处的。
There's no benefit in the flesh.
我们的主, 我们从四方面来看,
From four different points of view, we can look at our Lord.
他的诞生,
His birth.
他接受了试炼跟试探,
He had encountered the temptation and trials.
他的侍奉,
His ministry.
还有他的从死里复活,
and then He rose from death.
第一个我们看见的, 简单来讲, 我们的主乃是在圣灵里头怀孕,
First, we see that our Lord was conceived with the Holy Spirit.
那么第二方面我们可以看见的, 他不只在圣灵怀孕里头怀孕,
Not only we can see that He was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
在33年半的里头, 永远是跟天上的父亲连接在一起,
In 33 and a half years, He was connected to the Heavenly Father.
也永远是跟圣灵结合在一起,
and He was also connected to the Holy Spirit.
当他出来, 33岁出来服侍神的时候,
when He came out for His ministry at age 30,
第一个, 他所接受的就是圣灵带他到旷野接受考验, 接受试探。
First thing He encountered is the Holy Spirit took Him to the desert wilderness to be tempted.
我们都知道我们的主的得胜,
and we know His victory is because of the Word of God.
他胜过了魔鬼,
He had overcome Satan.
他也是胜过了自己,
and He had overcome Himself.
站在人的地位上,
standing in the position of man, obedient to the words of God,
绝对顺无神的旨意,
and obedient to the will of God.
在接下来我们所看见的一件事情, 主的服事,
so continually we see that it's the His ministry.
说主的灵在我身上, 因为他用膏膏我,
so the Spirit of the Lord is on me, He has anointed me,
叫我传福音给贫穷的人,
to tell the good news to the poor people.
那当然, 那个下面的圣经节, 新圣经节还有,
and there's verses following.
那, 在这里的时候, 我们所看见, 我们的主, 他服侍的时候, 是充满了, 充满了圣灵。
We see that our Lord, when He is serving, He is filled with the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的里头来服侍神,
that He served in the Holy Spirit.
这个是我们的主服侍的秘诀,
and that's the key to His ministry.
所以这个讲到服侍方面,
so this is talking about His serving.
那么下面一个, 我们要看见的他的服侍, 就讲到他的见证是什么, 就从死里复活。
So the next thing we see, His testimony is that He rose from death.
按圣善的灵说, 因从死里复活, 以大能显明是神的儿子。
By the power of the Holy Spirit, He was appointed to be the mighty Son of God, because He rose from death, He is Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们主怎么复活?
How did our Lord resurrect?
借着圣灵。
By the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的大能。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以说我们的主一生, 都是活在圣灵的里面,
His whole life is dwelling in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的里头来顺服父神,
that in the Holy Spirit He is obedient to God.
在圣灵的里头来实行神的旨意,
to work the will of God.
这是我们的主给你我的榜样,
and this is the role model He has set for us.
叫人活着的乃是灵, 肉体是无益处的。
The Holy Spirit gives life. There's no benefits in the flesh.
下面有一处的圣经节,彼此交通跟劝勉的,就是加拉太书第5章16节。
There's a verse I want to share with, encourage you with. It's in Galatians 5:16.
当顺着圣灵而行,就不放纵肉体的情欲。
If you live by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
这是得着丰盛的生命的一个秘诀。
This is the secret to obtain the abundant life.
在下面的一节的圣经节也是类似的。
And the following verse is similar.
就是罗马书第8章第6节, 我们一起来读, 8章6节, 一起来读。
Romans 8.
我们读是中文, 读是英文, 好不好? 体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。我想一起读读英文。
The mind of the sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace.
The mind of the sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. 我的话就是灵，就是生命。
And my words is the Spirit and it's life.
有神的话。
That's the word of God.
那么另一方面，我们在圣灵的里头能够顺服我们的神。
That we can be obedient to our God in the Holy Spirit.
这个是神给我们的，我看见的一个秘诀。
And this is the secret that God had let us see.
我所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The words I spoke of is life and is the Spirit.
在圣经中，我们中国话讲到话神，对，那英文也讲到 word， 同样都是一个字，都是一样。
In the word is just one word, the same thing in the Chinese.
但是在希腊原文的里头，对不起，我不是表现说我懂希腊，那是原来的意思里头是说到有一个字，有两个字，一个叫做 logos， 另外一个字是叫做 rhema。
In the original text in the Greek, there are two words to represent it. One is the Logos and one is the Rhema.
Logos is 讲到神的话，讲到神的真理。
The Logos talking about the Word of God, the truth of God.
是比较客观的神的话。
It's more objective about the Word of God.
另外我们讲到 Rhema， Rhema 也是神的话。
The Rhema is also the Word of God.
但是是比较主观的一句话。
And usually it's more subjective.
那么跟这个字合在一起的，那个就是一个字来形容，就是特别，特别的话。
We can use the word is just a special word.
那么这个是神的话，在特别的时候，在特别的地点，针对特别的人来显明神的旨意。
Usually it's the word of God and a specific situation for specific people for specific purpose.
在圣经中你去看，你去查新约里头大概有59次提到这个字神的话，提到 Rhema。
In the New Testament, using the word Rhema, there's about 59 times.
那么今天我们就是要看其中的七处的圣经。
And we will look at seven of these.
那么也就是我们所看到的这个这边所说的，我的话就是灵，就是生命，那个话是 Rhema。
And over here said, my word is the spirit, is life, and that is using the word Rhema.
那么第一次我们要看见的讲到得救。
And first place we want to see is concerning salvation.
那么第二方面看到是讲到每天的需要。
And secondly is the daily need.
第三我们看到当我们面对试验的时候。
And the third one when we're tested.
第四当我们面对管教的时候。
And then fourthly, when we are disciplined.
当我们否认主耶稣，不认主耶稣的时候。
Or when we disown our Lord Jesus Christ.
第六是讲到属灵的征战。
And then when we face spiritual struggles.
最后是讲到当面临人生的末了，面临死亡的时候。
And then finally, at the end of our life.
那么第一个，我们有讲到得救。
And first, we talk about being saved.
罗马书十章十七节，信道是从听道来的。
And Romans 10:17 is faith comes from hearing the message.
听懂是从基督的话来的。
And the message is heard from the word of Christ.
这边所说的话。
So these words here.
是特别的话。
It's very specific.
这原意思是指的 Rhema.
And using the word Rhema.
一般来讲神的话好像没有什么差别。
And usually there seems to be no difference in the word of God.
也许我们用约翰福音三章十六节来做个比喻。
We can use John 3:16 as an analogy here.
我们读约翰三章十六节读了很多次，可能也听了很多次。
We may have read it many times and heard it many times.
那可能你我都没有一点的感觉。
Maybe you don't have any feeling about it.
那么，但是有一天，神的话，同样的话，在圣灵里头。你听到这句话约翰福音三章十六节的时候，那情况就不同。
Maybe one day when you hear this verse again, it's different.
虽然神的话还是一样，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Even the word of God had not changed. God loved the world that He gives His only begotten Son.
赐给他们, 那一天你的看见不是赐给光是他们, 今天是赐给我。
And that day maybe you say given to not only to them but to me, to myself.
神的独生子赐给我。
The only begotten Son was given to me.
叫一切信他的不知灭亡,
so all those who believe in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
这个每一个人那一天你所感觉看见的是我。
So on that day you have seen yourself.
我相信他。
I believe in Him.
我就不知灭亡。
That I will not perish.
我就得到永远的生命。
And I will have eternal life.
那么第二句话我们所要看见的是讲到每天的需要。
The second verse we see is the daily needs.
我们一起来读，一起读，一起中文，一起英文。
Let's read this together.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是口里一切的话。我们一起读英文。
Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
神的话提醒我们。
The word of God reminds us.
这个话是Rhema。
And this is Rhema.
在旧约的里头, 神借着先知向你我说话。
That God speaks to us through the prophets in the Old Testament.
在新约的里头, 借着他的儿子耶稣基督向你我说话。
In the New Testament, He spoke to us through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是在希伯来书第一章所告诉我们的。
This is recorded in Hebrews chapter 1.
我们需要主的话。
We need the word of the Lord.
我们需要天天需要主的话。
Every day we need the word of the Lord.
不只是吃饭的时候。
Not only when we eat.
乃是在家里的时候。
But also in our house.
然后去开车去上班的时候。
And when we're driving to work.
在公司里头的时候。
When we are in our workplace.
当我们下班以后。
And after work.
我们都需要主的话。
We all need the word of the Lord.
我们需要主的话在早晨。
We need the word of God in the morning.
我们也需要主的话在中午。
And at noontime.
我们也更需要主的话在晚上。
More so we need the word of God at night.
神的话是灵是生命。
The word of God is spirit and is life.
你知道我想今天的美国问题不是当然有很多穷人吃不饱，不过大部分的人 不是吃饱，是吃的太多。
And most of the problem, the major problem in America is not enough food, but we eat too much.
所以你知道那个dietitian就是教你怎么减肥的这方面的工作，生意非常好。
So the dietitian is really had a very in high demand.
你知道人为什么那个容易胖吗？你知道为什么？
Do you know why we get fat easily?
当然年轻的时候那个。 那个养老道可能我想都没问题啊。Maybe
when you're young, the young adult will not have that problem.
反正你吃什么就消化什么。And
when you eat, and then they all disappear.
但是我们到了中年到老年，那情况是不一样。But
when we come middle age and when we get old, it's different now.
你知道人什么时候容易吃的过多，吃的太多？
And do you know when we will eat too much?
就是特别是当我们心情不好的时候。
It's when we don't feel down.
所以我很喜欢以前讲过, 在英文里头有一个字叫做 disease.
And there's in the English the word disease.
Disease, 你如果把它分开来的话, dis 就是 no, 就是没有.
If you separate that out, this is no, right?
那么后面那是 ease, 就是没有安息, 没有平安.
And no ease and no rest, no peace.
也就是说这个世上有苦难。
And the Lord said that you will have trials in this world.
当我们活在自己里头的时候，我们就非常的烦躁，非常的不安。
When we live in our own world, then we will not have any peace.
但是主说，我们就在他的里头就得到平安。
But he said, the Lord said, in me you can have peace.
我们下面有讲三个见证啊。
I want to speak of three testimonies.
有一个姊妹，我想这个姊妹是美国姊妹，我也不是中国姊妹。她体重有350磅。
And there's a sister, American sister, and she weighed 350 pounds.
那么她一个目标, 盼望能够减一半, 减到150磅。
So her goal is to reduce the weight by half to.
她试过各样的方法,
and she used all kind of methods.
尽量节食,
and to be on a diet.
可是没有功用,
but it's not effective.
后来有一天啊, 她就, 听他讲说有一个团契叫做背圣经的团契。
So one day she heard of this this fellowship that will memorize the scriptures.
那么他们叫做耶稣亚团契。
And they call it the Fellowship of Joshua.
在耶稣亚一章第八节是我们非常熟悉的一些圣经节。
Because in Joshua 1:8, a verse that we're familiar with.
神对耶稣亚说,
and God said to Joshua,
这律法书不可离开你的口。
Let not the law of the Lord to get away from your mouth.
总要昼夜思想,
to meditate on it day and night.
你遵守这些的话,
if you follow and be obedient to these words,
你的道路就可以亨通,
then in all your ways you'll be prosperous and successful.
那么我想神的话是跟他讲说, 你要仰望耶稣, 你要读主的话, 你要背主的话。
So she knows that she needs to look to the Lord and memorize the scriptures.
他讲的见证可能我们不太相信, 他说这节圣经节, 这一节圣经节, 好难背哦。
And she said that this verse, maybe we don't believe, it's very hard to memorize.
他说花了一整天的时间才把这节圣经节背好了。
And she spent the whole day, then she finally got this down.
但是他说这个大概背后有魔鬼的工作, 魔鬼的征战。
She knows that Satan is trying to work against it.
因为这是一段特别的圣经节, 是针对, 要解决我的问题, 所以魔鬼不甘心。
So because she believed that this verse is to solve her problem, and Satan did not want that to happen.
那么她继续亲近主, 读主的话, 背主的话, 一个月以后, 她减少了30磅。
So she was memorizing this verse and then get close to the Lord. In a month, she lost 30 pounds.
主的话就是你, 就是生命。
The word of God is spirit, is life.
这个是另外一个姐妹的见证。
And another sister's testimony.
她也是要想减回, 减来减去, 不然不减少往的增加。
And she wants to lose weight also, but then she couldn't do it, but then she gained weight instead.
她就来到主那边前, 读主的话, 背主的话。
So she comes before the Lord and read the word of God and memorize it.
她很短, 第一天她背了三节圣经节。
So on the first day, she memorized 3 verses.
那么是关于属灵征战方面的,
about spiritual battles.
那么第二天她继续背了, 6节圣经节。
And the second day, she memorized 6 more verses.
那不知不觉当中一个礼拜她总共背了40节圣经节。
So throughout the whole week, she memorized about 40 verses.
当她回过头来看,
when she turned back and looked,
她再次为主做见证,
she testified for the Lord.
她说在3个月以后, 我回头看, 发现, 神是借这样的方法, 叫我能够读他的话, 能够认识他的旨意。
So she turned back and looked 3 months later that God used this method so that she can read the word of God and know the will of God.
新旧约读过了一遍。
So she read the whole Old and New Testament.
当我遇到交通阻塞的时候, 我可以安静在车子里头, 然后默想神的话。
Even though when we have traffic, when we're driving, we can meditate on the word of God.
神的话一点都不枯燥。
And the word of God is not dry.
当我送小孩子的时候, 逼等候的时候, 我就来默想神的话。
When I take the kids somewhere, when I'm waiting for them, I can meditate on the word of the Lord.
主的话是你是生命。
The word of God is spirit, is life.
那么接下来他说这三个月以后，他说第三个月以后，他说目标是要再减少15磅。
And she said that three more months I want to reduce by 15 more pounds.
因为他最后他是很高兴的，因为他女儿的衣服他现在都可以穿了。
So finally she was very happy. She can start wearing her daughter's clothes.
主的话就是灵，就是生命。
The word of the Lord is spirit, is life.
那么下面我们所要看的就是讲到路亚文5:5.
And next we will look at the Luke chapter 5 verse 5.
西门说，夫子，我怎样劳碌，并没有打着什么。
And Simon answered, Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything.
但依照你的话，我就下网。
But because you say so, I'll let down the net.
我们知道那个结果是什么。
We know what the result is.
那个整个的渔网快差一点破裂。
They have so much fish that the net almost break.
依照你的话。
And according to the fact,
这个话是 rhema.
According to the word, and this word is rhema.
是主的话。
And this is the word of the Lord.
神爱彼得。
The Lord, God loved Peter.
神把这个话给他。
And he gave this word to Peter.
他在圣经的里头听到这个话，他也顺服这个话。
And Peter heard this word, and then he obeyed the word.
他的问题就得解决。
And his problem was solved.
另外他也得着主的自己，主的生命。
And also he received the Lord and his life.
我们都知道，在这里头彼得的反应是很奇怪。
We know that Peter had a very strange response to this.
他一个反应说：“主啊，我是个罪人，求你离开我。”
Say, Lord, I'm a sinner, leave me.
在这里，他能够认识神。
He can know the Lord here.
在这里，他能够认识自己。
He can also know himself here.
我们感谢主，我们有难处，主帮我们解决。
We thank the Lord that if we have difficulty, God will solve it for us.
但是更感谢主的，叫我们借着难处能够认识主，能够与主联合。能够像主耶稣基督的自己。
But more thankfully, we can know about the Lord Himself.
那么下面一个。
And next,
讲到以弗所书第五章第二十六节，我们一起来读一次英文，读一次中文。第二十六节。
Ephesians 5:26.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。我们读英文。
Make her holy, cleansing her by washing with water through the word.
这边的话乃是 rhema.
And this word here again is rhema.
是神的话。
The word of God.
什么叫做用主的话来洁净他的教会？
What do you mean by cleansing the church with the word of God?
这句话乃特别是说到主经常对我们的管教。
And this is talking about the discipline of the Lord on us.
我们刚刚讲过，在新约的时代里头，神借着他的儿子向你我说话。
And we said that earlier, God will speak to us in the New Testament through His Son.
有时候是听得见，有时候听不见。
Sometimes we can hear it, and sometimes we cannot.
所以有时候我们要做一件事情，那么有主的话告诉我们说不可以。
Sometimes we want to do something, and then we have the word of the Lord saying that we should not.
哦，我们就顺服主的话，顺服主。
So we obey the word of God, obey the Lord.
我们就成了洁净的人，成了圣洁的人。
We become holy and purified.
所谓 holy 圣洁，就是分别出来。
And holy and purified, meaning that it will be taken separated out.
我们选择了主耶稣，选择神的旨意，不是选择我们自己的意思。
We chose the Lord, and we chose the will of God, not of our own.
这个圣经里头讲到了 holy， 讲到圣洁。
So the Bible talk about holiness。
那有时候我们去做的时候，好像你里头也没有不安，那么好像做得蛮顺利的。可是后来我主的话临到我们，你就觉得不平安。
And sometimes we do things, maybe we feel peaceful originally, but later on the word of God touches and we don't feel peaceful about it。
那我们在神的面前认罪悔改。
Then we repent before the Lord。
那么主的宝血也洗净你我的罪。
And His blood cleanses our sin.
那我们就成了圣洁。
And we become holy.
我们能够更像主。
That we will be more like our Lord.
那么下面一处的圣经也是讲到彼得的失败的见证。
The next is talking about the failure of Peter.
这可能也是经常你我的经历。
And maybe it's your and I experience also.
当他否认主耶稣以后
，After he denied Jesus，
最后他在马可福音14:72他讲说，历史讥笑的第二遍，他就想起耶稣对他所说的话。
So immediately the rooster crowed the second time, then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him.
他就出去悔改，痛哭悔改。
And then he broke down and wept and repent.
这个话是瑞玛。
And this word again is rhema.
这个话带着生命。
Include life.
叫彼得得了生命。
That Peter received life.
那么下面一个， 我们就讲到属灵的征战。
The next we talk about facing the spiritual struggle.
在以弗所书第六章那边就讲到那个属灵的征战。
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, it talks about the spiritual battle.
我们要穿上全副的军装。
Said to put on the armor of God.
在第六章里那边特别讲第一节讲到戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Said to have put on the helmet of God. That is the helmet of salvation, and that is the word of God.
这是神的话。
And this is the word of God.
这是rhema。
And that's rhema.
为了神的旨意。
For the will of God.
能够战胜魔鬼仇敌。
That we have victory over the devil, our enemy.
我们真上面感谢主，我们在灵的里头，今天带领诗歌的，跟我们的灵里头是被同有灵所感。
And thank God that today when we sing, we have the touch by the same Spirit.
这个我们今赞美诗的里头，其中有一句话。
You know, in the hymn of praise, there's one verse, one phrase.
提到赞美。
About the praise.
赞美衣,
the garment of praise.
那么取代什么?
To replace, what do we replace that with?
The spirit of heaviness.
To drive away this 重压重的灵,
或者忧伤的灵。
Spirit of heaviness.
我告诉你，最近才知道，你知道那个我们的圣经节啊。 中午的圣经和合版的每一节圣经节，以前前面的弟兄神的仆人都花了11个小时才翻出来，每一节拼经了。Talk
about the Chinese translation of the Bible. Every verse used about 11 hours to translate that.
合合的，我们中午的圣经是发作那个赞美衣取代了忧伤的灵。And
they're saying that the garment of praise have replaced that spirit of happiness.
这个另外用另外一句话来讲。
And we use another phrase, phrase.
就是今天来讲就 depression.
那个忧郁症。忧郁症，对不对？
Mm-hmm. 我在我们当中有没有人没有忧郁症？
There any depressed people here?
这个世界是有苦难。There
is troubles in this world.
那么但是这个，所以我们带着许多的压力。
And we carry a lot of burdens on us.
我们有许多的忧郁。
And we have a lot of worries.
那么，但感谢神，我们可以戴上救恩的头盔。
But we thank God we can put on the helmet of salvation.
头盔是为了保护我们的头，保护我们的思想。
The helmet is to protect our head, our thoughts.
我们的思想怎么样，那我们的行为也是怎么样。
Whatever's in our thoughts, and then we will act it out.
我们戴上救恩的头盔，依靠神的话，我们可以打胜属灵的仗。
To put on that helmet of salvation, then we, using the word of God, we can have victory.
有一个神的仆人，今天已经回到主那里去安息在主的里头。
There is a servant of God. He had rested and be with the Lord already.
他是一个英国人。
He's English, British.
那么，在人来看，他是一个很成功的人。
To us, to people, he might be a very successful person.
但是在他那里头一直有一个声音跟他讲说，你是一个不成功的人，你是一个失败的人。But
seems like there's a voice in him saying that you are not a successful person, you're a failure.
为什么说他是一个成功的人呢？
Then why is he successful?
在他25岁的时候，他就从剑桥大学，英国的剑桥大学毕业。
And he graduated at age 25, the Cambridge University.
他就当了教授。
And he became a professor.
他修希腊文，然后修那个沙丁文，没有也是修哲学。
And he studied Greek and then philosophy.
以后主呼召他出来服侍神。
And later on, God called him to serve God.
他首先是在耶路撒冷服侍神。
And first he served in Jerusalem.
这个是在1948年以色列刚复国的时候。
And that happened in 1948 when Israel became a country again.
他的使命是蛮特别，是从丹麦来的一个missionary。
And his wife is a missionary from Denmark.
他们有个家庭，他们家里有六个孤儿。
And there are 6 orphans in their house.
以后他们就 到英国伦敦去服侍神。
And later on they went to London to serve God there.
伦敦的特点是什么?
What's so special about London?
Fog, 对。
Fog, 雾气。
所以你看起来那个没有多少晴天，那么就觉得里头非常的幽闷。
So it seems like there's not a lot of bright day.
不只是外面，它更厉害的是里头幽闷，里头那个忧伤的里头那个 depression。
So make you feel really, really depressed there, not only on the outside but also on the inside.
从外面来看，他是成功的。为什么？因为他这个聚会的里头，每一个礼拜总是有人信耶稣。
In one sense, he's very successful because in every meeting, seems like half of the people will believe.
同时，他凭着医病的恩赐，他可以借着祷告来医治病人。
And he had the gift of healing. He can pray, and the people will be healed.
但是有一个声音跟他讲说，你是一个失败。
But that voice keeps saying that you are a failure.
当他 depression 的时候，什么话都不讲，什么人都不愿意见，什么话都不说。
So when he depressed, he didn't want to say anything. He didn't want to see anybody.
他本来想说，这个大概是因为我父亲、我爸爸的关系。
And he thought originally maybe it's because his father's.
因为我爸爸是个军人，他就是这个样，不高兴的时候，有的时候不高，大部分很好，不高兴的时候就什么都不讲话，什么人都不理。
And his father is a military man. When he's not happy, he didn't want to speak anything. He didn't want to bother with anybody.
但是他后来在主面前祷告寻求的时候，他说这个不是原因。
And later on he prayed. He knew that that was not the reason.
他尝试什么方法？
And he tried different ways.
读经。
Read the Bible.
祷告。
Pray.
禁食祷告。
Fast and pray.
那就有时候就会好一点。
Sometimes it becomes better.
但是问题并没有解决。
But really didn't solve the problem.
有一天，他去读到以赛亚书第六十一章。
So one day he read to Isaiah chapter 61.
他说，赞美衣取代了忧伤的灵。
He said that the garment of praise had replaced the spirit of heaviness.
这句话是灵，是生命。
This is the spirit. This is the word.
他相信主的话，他从这里头得到拯救。
He believed in the word of the Lord, and he was saved.
但是有时候忧郁症还是会回来。
And sometimes the depression will come back.
那么神的话就跟他讲，这个说你要戴上救恩的头盔。
That you are to put on the helmet of salvation.
你要自己做选择，你愿意戴上救恩的头盔。
You have to choose to put on the helmet of salvation.
救恩的头盔，另外一句话来讲，在帖撒罗尼迦是讲到。那个 得救的盼望。
And in other words, that you have the hope of salvation.
那么我们就不至于 depression.
Then you will not be depressed.
当仇敌来攻击他的时候，来要就说你是个失败的人，他用主的话来回答。
So when the enemy come and attack him and said that you are failed, then he will use many words to counter that.
比如说他引用到罗马书八章二十八节。
And he will turn to Romans 8:28.
神爱我。
That God loves us.
为我舍命。
To die for me.
我不是一个没有用的人。
I'm not a useless person.
我乃是要磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
I will be molded like our Lord Jesus Christ.
戴上救恩的头盔。
To put on the helmet of salvation.
拿着圣灵的宝剑。
To enlist the spiritual sword of the Lord.
他说，魔鬼的诡计是什么？
He said, what is the scheme of Satan?
他觉得神的恩典，他的服事很成功。
And his ministry is very successful.
但是魔鬼就引诱他，要欺骗他，要陷害他，叫他离开服事。
But the Satan want to deceive him and want him to leave the ministry.
那么魔鬼的目的就达到。
And then Satan's plan will accomplish if he does that.
但是神的旨意并没有得到实行。
So then the will of God will not be accomplished.
最后我们讲到在神的救恩的里头。
So finally we can see in the grace of salvation.
我们知道在耶稣降生的时候有一个先知叫西面。
You know when Jesus was born there was this prophet called Simeon.
主话跟他讲说你会遇见这位耶稣这神的儿子。
And Lord told him that you will see this son of God, this Jesus.
那么 按照圣灵领导带领进了圣殿，就看见了耶稣。
And then he entered the temple, and then he saw Jesus.
然后最后他就讲了一句话。
So he said this.
他接过手，他面对就用手接过耶稣来，称颂神说：“主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。”
So Simeon took him his arm and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace."
我们的生命是有目的的。
We have purpose on our life.
如果时候没有到，
if time has not come yet,
我们不会随便离开这个世界。
We will not leave this world.
使徒彼得讲，真的脱离帐篷的时候到了。
And Apostle Peter said, it's time for him to leave this tabernacle.
保罗讲那个当跑的路跑尽了。
He said, Paul said that the path I have run and I have finished running.
当时我的道我已经守住了。
And the truth I have kept.
当打了仗，我已经打了。
And battle I have fought.
以后就有公义的冠冕为我存留。
There will be a crown of righteousness prepared for me.
我们一生都在主的话语的里面。
All our life is in the Word of God.
主的话就是灵，就是生命。
His Word is Spirit and is life.
如果我们愿意相信他，顺服主的话，在圣灵里头，我们就要得着这个永远的生命。
If we're willing to believe in Him, and we will receive this eternal life.
这是丰盛的生命。
That's the abundant life.
感恩神祝福他自己的话语。
May God bless His own word.
让我们今天，我把时间交给家人弟兄。